Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
Mayor de Blasio is in Queens this morning greeting EMTs and paramedics dispatched here by FEMA to help with emergency calls.
I talked to a bunch of our guys, FDNY, earlier today, and they told me how important it was that these reinforcements are here, how much it meant to them, because they've been through hell these last few weeks, to see all these EMTs and paramedics from around America coming to help them out. And these reinforcements come in with all their energy. It's amazing what it means to people here.
New York City's death toll from coronavirus is nearing 1,400. Statewide, there are more than 2,200 deaths. In New Jersey, it's 355. New York and New Jersey account for about half of the virus deaths in the United States. Four New Jersey cities are taking more aggressive measures to help stop the spread of coronavirus. Starting Tuesday, East Orange, Orange, Irvington, and Newark will be under a complete lockdown for 7 days. Already, non-essential and non-emergency travel is barred on the streets. Police are breaking up groups that do not practice social distancing. Former New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill works in the private sector now, but he has volunteered to return to public service during this crisis and has been put in charge of overseeing distribution of supplies to facilities around the city.
We're always facing challenges, so we're going to have to do our best to get the equipment to keep the, as I said, the healthcare workers safe. And look at what they do. Look at the doctors, the physician's assistants, the nurse practitioners, all the people that work in the hospital. If we can't do our best for them, then there's no other time that everybody needs to do their best here.
On NBC's Today Show, he said the biggest challenge now is sourcing the materials that are needed. An essential worker can be anyone from a grocery cashier to a doctor, but they usually get to go home at night. More than 36 workers who operate New York's power grid are being sequestered. They're living 24/7 at two control centers outside Albany. John Sawyer is manager of grid operations for the New York Independent System Operator.
The more time we spent looking at how long we might actually have to be isolated on site, it really didn't look like it would be a short time. It looked like it'd be much longer. So then we had to make the decision to look at how do we sequester people on site for a long period of time.
He says he's been sequestered since March 23rd. The coronavirus pandemic has led to culture shock for teachers and parents as schools in the city and nationwide adapt to distance learning. Some 55 million students across the country have seen their schools close. Our John Montone reports on how some kids in New Jersey are adjusting.
Staring at a computer screen all day gives fourth grader Sophia Borgio a bit of a headache. And like the rest of us, she misses human contact.
I can't talk to my friends or my teacher. The only thing I can do is like send them emails or text messages.
You miss them.
I miss my teacher and my friends.
Her classmate in Elmwood Park, Jonathan Joe, tries to find the positive.
Well, the first difference is that you could eat whenever you want. And another difference is you could be in your pajamas and just be comfortable while doing your homework.
Sophia and Jonathan's teacher is Mrs. Montone.
They can't go out and play. There's no recess. So they miss their buddies. And I think they miss me. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they do. They told me that.
Good. I'm glad. But it is a challenge. But it's working.
Because the students and their teachers are making it work. John Montone, 10-10 wins in New Jersey.
The governors of New York and New Jersey have put out the call for medical professionals in other parts of the country to come here to help out. And they are responding. People like Nurse Michael Watterson of Richmond, Virginia. He says he'll go wherever they need him.
There's not a whole lot of differentiation as far as which hospitals are being hit hard, because at this point they're all being hit hard.
He says he's preparing to be in New York for 2 months. To help out those in need during this crisis, the group Long Island Cares has opened an emergency food distribution center in Glen Cove. Residents are invited to stop by and pick up what they need without an appointment, but remember to practice social distancing. The center will be open tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 7, and on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 3. They expect to operate that center for about 2 months. There's some new data that show that coronavirus is hitting especially hard in neighborhoods that tend to be poorer and might have many people living under one roof. City health officials point to Jackson Heights, Elmhurst, and Corona in Queens. People living in one Queens zip code just south of LaGuardia were about four times as likely to test positive as people in more affluent neighborhoods. And Elmhurst Hospital is the only major hospital serving that part of Queens. Nurses at the Moses Division of Montefiore Medical Center say they're desperate for personal protective equipment. They say management is asking them to reuse disposable N95 masks after long shifts. They'll be holding a speak-out at their hospital this hour. At the Meadowlands this morning, Governor Phil Murphy and Senator Bob Menendez took a look at a field hospital being set up at the Exposition Center by the Army Corps of Engineers.
Governor, first of all, you made a lot of tough decisions, and I believe those decisions are going to save lives. The Army Corps of Engineers, just fantastic group of people, and we've worked with them normally in much better service than this show was doing. Appreciate the Colonel and all of the troopers and all of the contractors that put it together.
It is one of four field hospitals that will be erected in the state to handle non-coronavirus cases. The loss of life continues at Holy Name Hospital in Teaneck, the center of the coronavirus crisis in North Jersey. It is working on new ways to handle things.
Cases of COVID-19 continue to surge here at Holy Name, now up to 165 patients with the coronavirus, as the tragic death toll is also climbing.
And unfortunately, we've had a fair number of deaths. We've had 34 people who have died over the last 3.5 weeks from coronavirus.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Adam Jarrett, with his daily update for us, says it continues to be a challenge to treat everyone who's coming into the ER. In the meantime, 40 people are critical in the ICU. But there is a new development.
We are opening up a new 36-bed intensive care unit today that we created, and that's going to free up some intensive care unit beds.
Jarrett says he's surprised there hasn't been more of a surge in patients from nursing homes, and he fears that is still to come. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, at Holy Name in Teaneck.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.